This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Prospects for a Gaza ceasefire appeared slim on Sunday, Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Hamas is the one who makes the release of our prisoners.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday flat out rejected what he said were Hamas's demands for a potential truce. Netanyahu said the Palestinian Islamist group wanted the removal of all Israeli forces from Gaza and a permanent end to the fighting, which would leave Hamas in power. He said, quote, the state of Israel cannot accept that. Hamas, meanwhile, blamed Israel for the impasse. In a statement, Hamas chief Ismail Haniyeh accused Netanyahu of, quote, sabotaging efforts made through the mediators.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman, Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Trucks carrying humanitarian aid drove into Gaza through Erez Crossing in southern Israel on Sunday. Reuters footage also showed aid package delivered airdropped into Gaza. Israel reopened Erez checkpoint, the sole crossing on the northern edge of the Gaza Strip, last week, allowing aid trucks to pass following U.S. demands to do more to address the growing humanitarian crisis. Students protesting the ongoing war in Gaza have left a pro-Palestinian encampment at the University of Southern California after they were surrounded by police and told they might face arrest if they didn't go. The move days before commencement came after the university said campus safety officers, assisted by the Los Angeles Police Department, were clearing the area and that anyone not complying would be arrested. The encampment had restarted after the LAPD arrested 93 people on April 24th. In Boston, a commencement ceremony for Northeastern University was peaceful on Sunday at Fenway Park. This is VOA News. Authorities say massive floods in Brazil's southern Rio Grande do Sul state have killed at least 75 people over the last 7 days, and another 103 are reported missing. Damage from the rains has forced more than 80,000 people from their homes. Approximately 15,000 have taken refuge in schools, gymnasiums, and other temporary shelters. Landslides, flooded roads, and collapsed bridges have left a wake of devastation in the state. Operators reported electricity and communications cuts. More than 800,000 people are without water supply, according to the Civil Defense Agency. Hundreds of people have had to be rescued from Texas floods as the forecast calls for more rain and rising water. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Homes and cars flooded near Houston, Texas. Residents like Cynthia Robinson stranded, needing rescue.
I'm devastated. I just buried my mom Sunday, and it's just overwhelming. It's too much.
KTRK-TV with her when she found out her brother survived the flooding. They also spoke with resident Jamie Hill, whose home took on water.
It's a lot to take in. All we're doing right now is trying to see what we can salvage.
And the forecast, more rain, according to Haley Adams, meteorologist, National Weather Service. I'm Julie Walker.
It's 6 months until Election Day in the U.S., and the presidential race is tight, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
After a weekend meeting of Republican donors in Florida, Republican Senator Tim Scott was asked on NBC's Meet the Press if he's been approached to be a running mate with Donald Trump.
No conversations about the VP pick, to be honest with you, to be clear.
The economy, he says, is the key issue. So is immigration and abortion, which Arizona Democrat Senator Mark Kelly says will be a key factor in his state. He blames Donald Trump for women's rights being rolled back.
This is all on him. That women in the state of Arizona don't have the rights that they previously had.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Chinese President Xi Jinping is kicking off a three-country trip to Europe with the continent divided over how to deal with Beijing's growing power and the U.S.-China rivalry. European car makers are losing ground to subsidized Chinese electric vehicles. Diplomats fret about alleged Chinese spies in European capitals. And China's continued defense trade with Russia worries anyone in Europe who supports war-ravaged Ukraine and fears the Russian army won't stop there. But Europe and China have hefty economic ties, and Xi appears determined to rebuild and deepen relations with European leaders. Xi starts Sunday in France, then heads to Serbia and Hungary. I'm Joe Ramsey.